How social media has helped this estate agent become the 59th largest estate agent in the UK. Jamie Miners, thank you for joining me today. You are a five branch operation in Norfolk. You punch well above your weight. People who are in the same league as you in terms of performance of size have got 30 branches, 40 branches. You've got five. And one of those has only just opened up recently. So how can you punch above your weight and how social media helped? Talk to me.
So social media. They talk about the assets of the world. They talk about things like gold being an asset. Attention is one of the biggest assets there is right now. So how do you create attention? Well, social media platforms have the attention. Everyone's on it most of the time.
You have to create content which is of interest to keep that attention.
Absolutely. And your strategy has to offer a few different things. The way we look at strategy is firstly, your information you're putting out there has to show some property. But most agents do too much property.
Yeah, listing, 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 listing.
Yeah. You have to have a variety. So you have to have property. Show you're the authority of the industry, show you're the expert, show you have the knowledge and the facts, and you actually understand what's going on in the local market.
What, talking about house prices and rents and all that lot? Bloody hell, who's been talking about that all these years, eh?
Exactly, eh?
There you go. Oof.
Get in touch with Chris.
There you go. You have to, not even a client yet.
That's one part. And creating good quality of content. I see too many agents posting stuff on their mobile phones. It's okay short term, but you need to have the right quality of videography and photography. You also need consistency. I see lots of agents posting for a couple of weeks at a time.
Oh.
They get bored, they forget, they lose heart, and they get rid of it. So you need to have a proper strategy. You need to schedule your posts across a month, ideally, or if not, 2, 3 weeks. And you need to showcase you're the authority of the industry,
All of your town's property market.
that you're fun, you're all right people, you've got
Yep.
some personality, and the quality needs to be good.
Okay, so you've got professional videos on your properties, but are we talking about professional videos about filming you about getting involved in the community and all? Now you're going to tell me you've got a professional
We have,
videographer.
yeah, in-house.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have in-house. Yeah, professional videographer in-house. We've got four professional photographers in-house, marketing exec, but anyway.
And the videos themselves. So if I went on, do you have separate accounts for each office?
No, one
Okay.
brand.
Okay.
You don't want to dilute the brand.
And you are creating content that's of interest to the people in Norfolk, which is of interest. That's videoing the local fair, talking about the property market listings.
We do all sorts of stuff like that. We have quizzes on local areas. We have like two guys or two girls head to head, and they're doing a quiz on which part of a certain area that is, and it's fun and it's engaging.
Oh, I like that. Why do you think most agents don't do this? Sorry, I jumped in. Go on.
Cost, effort, energy, and they just haven't evolved. The world is changing, and I look at the days when I used to operate from a hot box.
Oh, the good
Old
old days.
school, cup of tea, nick your colleague's one, make it look a bit more scrambled up. But the world's changing. Agents need to change and evolve. And if you look at the business you can get from social media, now I actually recorded last year the income that we got from LinkedIn. And I got over £200,000 worth of fees from LinkedIn in 1 year.
So what are you posting on LinkedIn?
Housing market stats, facts, information about mortgage rates, information about house prices, some lovely properties with listings, lovely properties we've sold, some cool video tours, a big mixture of things.
Jamie, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.